Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari رحمة الله عليه and Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه said, إنما مثل صاحب القرآن كمثل صاحب الإبل. The example of the companion of the Quran is like a person who owns a camel. كصاحب الإبل المعقلة. And the characteristic of this camel that this person owns is that it's tied up. He has a rope around its neck. عقال refers to the rope that the camel herder or the shepherd would use to push their animal along. And therefore, you'll see in Saudi culture, the ring that they put above the head, they call it igal. This is actually a very Bedouin tradition, that they would have a rope that they would push their animals along, and at the end of the shift, tie it around their head and go back home or head back over to Salah. إنما مثل صاحب القرآن كصاحب الإبل المعقلة. The example of the companion of the Quran is like one that has a tied camel. إن عاهد عليها أمسكها وإن أطلقها ذهبت. That if he maintains it and manages it and keeps an eye on that rope, holds on tightly to it, that animal will stay in his control. But if he releases it, if he loosens the noose a little bit, doesn't pay attention to how he's holding on to that rope, the camel will slip away and be gone. This example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us is profound because it teaches us something about companionship. That in order for your companionship to be meaningful and true, you have to be willing to commit to it. Like any relationship, the more you commit to the relationship, the more that relationship will stay with you. You can have a companion that you don't take care of and that person will be gone and they will be with someone else. In particular, if they don't need you. The Qur'an is not in need of any human being. The Qur'an is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one person turns away from it, the Qur'an will go somewhere else. Allah azza wa jal will deliver that Qur'an to the heart of a person that actually yearns for it and loves it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that in this relationship with the Qur'an, you have to be loyal to it. You have to stick to it. Pay attention to it. In amsaka alayha, if the person holds on to it, in ahada alayha amsakaha, if he commits to it, he will be able to hold on to it. But if you don't commit to it, it'll slip away. This is what the Qur'an tells us in another place, that Allah azza wa jalla tells us that the Qur'an will say, Ya Rabbi inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. Right? Ya Rabbi, the Prophet will say, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura, that the people have abandoned revelation. And just as there are some people that commit to revelation, on the other hand, you have those that turn away from the Qur'an. If you turn away from the Qur'an will testify against you. And if a person commits to the Qur'an and builds a relationship with the Qur'an, makes time for the Qur'an, goes against all temptations and sits with the Qur'an every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that person to be considered as sahib al-Qur'an. And once you become sahib al-Qur'an, now all the perks enter into your life. All the khair that follows, all the blessings that follow, like having a friend that's very wealthy and has no need to hold back and only wishes to give, and is not bound by anything, is just willing to give more and more and more, that Qur'an will give you. Not only in your day, but also during your night. Not only when you're young, but also when you are old. You will have a companion with you that will stand by your side when you're in your grave, that will be by your side on the day of judgment, that will intercede on behalf of you when you stand in front of your Lord, and will be your guide to take you into Jannah. But you have to become Sahib al-Quran. And that requires commitment. That requires paying attention. That requires being a little something extra. And when you become a companion of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve your honor in this dunya and also in the next. So commit to the Quran. Just as you would commit to your home and you have security cameras all around, and before you go to sleep, you lock every door and lock every window and you pull the curtains, and in the morning you open up those curtains and you give attention to your home at the beginning and end of every day, the Quran is much more valuable. And its nur will guide you in both worlds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to connect our hearts to the Quran and allow us to be strong and allow us to rise above all distractions and temptations and make us from those that truly commit to the Quran and in result are labeled Ashab al-Quran, the companions of the Quran. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.